Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Life of Praise. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I've been flying with a guy that he didn't go to church here, you know, and his background is different from this. But I mean, you know, we get a good routing or something, and I prayed and asked for favor before I took off, and it works out, and I go, praise God. He goes, oh, yeah. I don't apologize. Did you hear me?
That's right.
Why? Because I asked the Lord for favor. Here it is.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
Lord, watch out for us, protect us, take care of us. And you see thing after thing after thing. And that's how it should be. And when he does things for us, we don't just sit there with our lip zipped and go, Go ahead, open your mouth. He did it for you.
Amen.
Right?
Praise God.
He did it for you publicly.
That's right.
Go ahead publicly and say, thank you, Lord. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you. You came through for me. You heard my prayer. You answered my prayer. You granted my request. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Go ahead right now. Out loud. Everybody. Out loud. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being so good to us. Thank you for coming through for us again and again. Thank you. I praise you. I'm not ashamed to say praise the Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Lift my voice. Glory be to God. 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 So we answered the question, where should you praise the Lord? Now we've been talking about for a couple of sessions now, why? Why should you praise the Lord? Now, when I say praise, I'm combining several things. I'm talking about praise, and I'm talking about worship, and I'm talking about thanksgiving, and I'm just using the one word, praise. But why should you and I praise the Lord? Well, we looked at one area. We said this, because he told us to. Right? Walking by faith, you shouldn't have to know everything and see everything. If he told you to, and did he? Did he tell us to?
Yes.
Well, we went to a number of scriptures and saw that. He told us to. That's why you ought to praise him. But then also we said we ought to praise him because he is worthy. He is, what does that mean? Worth. He is worth praising. Right? Worthy to be praised. He ought to be praised. I mean, he gives us life and breath and all things and brightness of mind. I mean, he ought to be praised. He's every good thing we've ever enjoyed, and every good thing in our future is from his hand. We ought to praise him. I said we ought to praise him. If anybody is worthy to be praised, it's him. If anybody's worth praising, it's him. It's him. He's worth praising. He's worthy to be praised. And then last week, we camped for some time on this one. Why should we praise the Lord? We should praise him because praise, thanksgiving, worship, blesses him. It blesses him. It ministers to him. It's something he enjoys. He gets pleasure and benefit out of it. Now that's a high thought, right? That the creation could bless the Creator. Right? That those who are dependent upon him to give us everything, that there is something we can give him that he will receive and enjoy. Now, you know, I don't take the time to go over all the scriptures, but man, I mean, it is beyond question. It is beyond doubt. We saw scripture after scripture after scripture after scripture, how that real praise, real worship from the heart and in faith pleases God. We see in the scripture where real, true prayer and praise comes up before the Lord like incense. And that he receives it and takes it into himself and is pleased. It blesses him. It ministers to him. Now, friend, does that do anything for you? I mean, that I can bless God? Not just your praise, but he talked about offerings. When you bring your tithes and your gifts and your offerings, if you bring it properly, and when you bring your praise, you should bring that like an offering. And it's sad that a lot of people have never seen this. I mean, they come to church and just stand and act deadhead and look around and watch other people, and they're bringing nothing. And so many people in church, they completely got away from the New Testament, completely got away from the Word, from the Old Testament days. Coming together before the presence of the Lord was not just about receiving. It was about bringing something to the Lord. It was about bringing to him your offerings, which included your praise. Yes. And in the New Testament, there needs to be major mind renewal in the church, that we don't come and plop down and act like, you know, we've done it because we showed up. Hey, we showed up. What else you want me to do? Well, it ain't between me and you. It ain't just between your pastor and you. It's between you and your God. Yes. And you're not supposed to just come and plop down. You're supposed to come. You were to have gotten ready before you ever came to church and brought some faith in your heart and brought some thanksgiving, and you got your money gift and you got your tithe, and you show up before the Lord and you give to him. You bless him. You worship him. And when you do it properly, it pleases him. It comes up before him. Amen. You remember the centurion? The Bible said that his prayers and his alms came up before God. And he was lacking some knowledge of Jesus. And I mean, Jesus supernaturally got a hold of Peter and shook him on the housetop with that vision. Gave him the man's address and sent him over there. I'm telling you, these things get God's attention. Cain said his giving, his alms, and his prayers. And we've already talked about, like one individual said, praise is the highest kind of prayer. When you're praising, aren't you talking to God? Yes. See, it's a form of prayer. Lord, we worship you. We pray. Are you talking to God? Yes. But see, it is a form of prayer. And we saw in the scripture in Revelation more than one place where we could see it. In the spirit, these things, praise and prayer, have a form, and they were typified in the Old Testament by the incense that was constantly burned inside the holy place. And this cloud of sweet smelling aroma and incense and fragrance was always there. And that's what our prayer and our praise and our money offerings are like before the Lord. It comes up before him. When it's from the heart in faith because you love God and because you believe in God, it comes up before him and God receives it, inhales it, takes it in and likes it. He's pleased with it. That's why we ought to praise him. I said, that's why we ought to praise him, because it blesses him. Real praise blesses him and ministers to him. Now, here's another reason tonight why we ought to praise the Lord. Are you ready for some more? You sure? Check your neighbor, see if they're awake now. Are they ready? Why should we praise the Lord? Because he told us to. Because he's worthy. Because it blesses him. And because it helps us. I said praise helps us. Oh, big time. You're there in Psalms. Are you still in Psalm 34? Go back, if you would, to the 33rd Psalm. Just back a page or so. And look at this. Psalm 33:1. Psalm 33:1 says, "Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous." Who's he talking to? That's us. Rejoice in the Lord. "For praise is comely for the upright." Praise is comely. That word comely means suitable. We might say appropriate. It also means beautiful. Praise is comely for who? That's us. We've been made the righteousness of God in Christ. We are the upright in Jesus. And praise is comely for us and on us. It is suitable. It is appropriate for us, and it is beautiful on us. Praise looks good on us, makes us look good. How many would like to be better looking? Here you go. I said, here you go. I know it sounds humorous, but I'm not joking. Just like the Bible's not joking. Somebody, oh, Brother Keith, you're talking figuratively. Mm-mm. Nope. How many understand beauty is more than skin deep?
Yes.
Right? You know, it's sad that you got so many people, they've been told by others, sometimes even their parents, and others, that you're average, you know. And they think that they're in a completely different category, looks-wise, than people they see on magazine covers and on the silver screen. There's not that much difference between you and them. So, now, Brother Keith, now I know you're confused. There's not.
That's right.
There's not. There's not.
Amen.
Ever since Adam and Eve, everybody's pretty similar.
Amen.
In many, many ways. Now, we're all unique. Somebody said, what do you mean, Brother Keith? Beauty is much more than just your stature or your body type that you were born with. You take supposedly the most attractive man or woman, and if they're full of bitterness, and they're full of selfishness, and they're full of hate, it makes them ugly. Right? Makes so they'll scrunch up their face, and it makes their countenance, and being around them, I mean, you can't even see their fine features for their attitude. Right? It makes them ugly. And any of us, no matter what we might think about where we are on the scale of good looking, you put the glory of God on your countenance. And your lookability just went up. And praise is connected with that. Praise looks good on us. Praise is comely and beautiful and beautifying to us.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Life of Praise, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 4th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks to God who gives me